AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Terrifying moments in downtown Kansas City today. As the community was celebrating the Chiefs Super Bowl victory, shots rang out into the crowd. Police say at least 10 people were struck. And this witness on KMBC saw a woman who thinks she was grazed.
She said she had a hole in her pants from it, and that was terrifying. So we ran into a hallway, and a janitor said, come into this area. We went where an elevator was. We shut the doors and sat back against the doors, and we prayed.
Multiple victims were carried out on stretchers. This parade goer tells the AP, it's hard to believe.
It became chaotic, and I hear down, 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 everybody down, and I'm like, somebody's joking.
Police directed fans to leave the area quickly. They say two possible suspects have been detained. In Washington, a national security threat has been divulged, but no details. Our Sagar Magani explains.
There is no need for public alarm.
House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke after Intelligence Panel Chair Mike Turner disclosed the threat without giving any details. The Intelligence Panel's top Democrat says the classified information is significant, but also not cause for panic.
Harvey Weinstein's appeal of his rape conviction is being argued in court in New York today. Even if he won the appeal, he's also convicted in Los Angeles. A massive landslide leaves a Southern California mansion dangling on a cliff in Dana Point. Stocks recovered much of the losses from yesterday on concerns about lingering inflation. The S&P 500 gained 1%. The Dow's up 152 points. Some Valentine's Day plans could be delayed today, with Uber and Lyft drivers staging a one-day strike. This is AP News. Picking up flowers on your way home? Don't worry, they've likely been inspected.
Valentine's Day is a busy time for the Miami International Airport. Around 90% of the roses and fresh-cut flowers being sold for Valentine's Day in the United States come through Miami. That's according to the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Abel Serrano is the Customs and Border Protection Branch Chief for Agriculture Air Cargo. He says their job is to check for pests.
Our mission here is to avoid and stop any possible exotic pests, planned exotic pests to establish in the United States. Also, this will also include animal diseases.
The next big flower day that the airport will have to prepare for will be in May, on Mother's Day. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Scientists say extreme wind and rain could contribute to larger and more severe desert locust outbreaks. A new study finds a strong link. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.